you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tyler Radio Empire.
I know Craig's going to do this story. Study: French fries, chips, hash browns linked to higher death risk. Three things I masturbate with, by the way. My son, we go to McDonald's a lot because he's allowed to go there because he's a 12-year-old kid who's in shape. So he gets to eat some cool stuff. But he had to have a couple fries. So pretty much every other day I'm having two or three fries from McDonald's. Is that going to hurt me or not?
Oh, if they're around, they're impossible to resist.
Exactly. Even when he like leaves the whatever he ate, and there's like a few stragglers laying around.
Yep.
And last night was ridiculous because we got back from a baseball game. He ate it. And I'm thinking, GDL. He goes, yeah. I go, okay, damn. So I went to go to fill some water up in the coffee pot. And I opened up the trash can. I saw one of his boxes where he had his Big Mac or something like that. I opened up that's where they put the fries anyway. I opened up that box and there was one straggler in there and I ate it.
Yeah.
And I love hash browns, although I don't eat them too much because they're just not around. And I still eat chips once in a while. I get like a sub.
Yeah.
I'll eat the baked chips, though. They're baked. They're better for you.
Oh, Kirsty got me a bag of ghost pepper chili chips.
What kind? What's the name? What's the brand name?
I forget the brand name.
They got to be great.
Yeah.
Except
well,
ghost pepper. Are they?
Yeah.
Are they as hot as ghost pepper?
No, not as hot as ghost
pepper.
That'd
be ridiculous. You'd eat one chip.
It's rare that I've eaten a handful of chips and it makes your nose run.
Oh yeah.
Usually you got to throw in the salsa for
right.
that. So
right.
That's actually got some good spices to it, and it didn't taste bad either.
No. That whole car full of people getting food last night, except for me and my wife. My old man's in town. Yeah, give me a milkshake. I said, oh, Jesus. And I'm thinking, my wife looks at me. I said, he's 83. I mean, what's he going to
do? Yeah, well, you got half the car.
Eat a freaking milkshake, man.
Half the car doesn't have to care yet, and half the car is way past caring.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Because my daughter's in shape, too. She's working out. And she actually ate some chicken nugget meal, and I had to pull in and get nothing. My dad gets a milkshake to rub it in my face.
Yeah, he's already playing with house money.
Yeah,
That's right. Yeah,
that's
I want a milkshake.
He wants a milkshake.
So
give me a milkshake.
You can eat vicariously through them.
Yeah, through my dad. And believe me, I eat vicariously through myself still once in a while. I'm not that good about it. I'm actually, I go through phases where I could eat some junk.
No, I'll slip. And
I said eat some junk.
Eat some of the... Yeah. Stepson's French fries every
once
in a while.
Yeah, I try to.
He leaves them laying around.
Yeah, you can't deny yourself the flavor. Now, you can't eat piles and piles of it. You want to eat more than that, but if you can get a couple in your mouth, that'd be fine.
It certainly would.
Yeah, so I'll tell Craig to look up this story. French fries, chips, hash browns linked to higher death risk.
But the more and more you read.
That's just stupid. That's just like saying eating bad food linked to higher death risk. That's all that says.
Yeah.
It's a stupid thing.
Because the other day I read that among the worst things that you can drink is
water.
Ginger beer.
Oh, jeez.
Ginger beer.
As opposed to what, regular beer?
Yeah, because ginger beer has about per ounce, I think, twice as many calories as regular soda. So I got to cut down on the
Do they have light ginger beer?
They do, but
it doesn't give you the flavor of the Moscow
really
Mule.
It isn't as good. It
screws up your Moscow Mule.
I think it does.
Yeah, well. Yeah, it ain't like you're drinking a Moscow Mule for your health.
No.
So what's the difference? And like I said, you don't drink. It ain't like you're drinking beers. It ain't like you're drinking six, seven, eight Moscow Mules, right?
Maybe on a weekend.
I mean, yeah. I'm talking about in a sitting.
Oh, probably not.
Okay, because you would have six or seven regular beers in a sitting if you were just drinking beer.
Yeah, and
so you're still getting the same amount of calories with ginger beer.
Probably one ginger beer will make three Moscow mules.
All right. I'll have to measure that out.
So, I'll go through. Let's say it's a Tuesday and I have three Moscow mules.
Right.
I will have put one can of ginger beer into the mix there.
All right.
But everything's bad for you.
Everything is bad. April Macy's good, though, and she's funny, too. She's going to be in here a little later on this morning. Looking forward to seeing her. April Macy, comedian, funnyboneomaha.com to see April this weekend.
Got an email here from Jerry.
If you College World Series fans, you're in town, head over to that.
Catching up on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Doris Burke and Michelle Beadle.
That was hardcore.
Yeah. I imagine Doris Burke would be all right to tap, but
she's cute.
Yeah, you have to figure when you're halfway done, she's going to stop, stick a mic in your face, and ask you about your second half adjustments and how you plan to finish. Beadle, on the other hand, will be sitting with three big black dudes, critiquing your first half and making comments on how they did it differently back in the day. Drawing up diagrams and discussing the ferocity required to take it to the hole.
I think the key was Beadle be sitting there with three big black dudes, because that's what she does every day on Sports Nation.
It could double team you, making it difficult to figure out when to shoot. Either way, it'd be nice.
I like the alliteration. I love the comparison. Analysis.
Yeah. The analysis.
Analysis of that. Yeah.
That's what you like.
All right. Yes, I do. I don't think that was a big controversial thing.
No, it really wasn't.
One thing wasn't controversial in this program, apparently, for listeners, is because I hit Michelle Beadle won like 85-15, right?
I believe it was 86-14.
Oh, geez, yeah. She dropped.
Yeah, right. and 600 votes or something.
I know.
In a 20, because I said that thing to only run for 24 hours.
Right.
So in 24 hours, like 600 people took time to click on that.
Speaking of food, did you eat that Butterfinger? Because you actually tweeted out a photo of a Butterfinger yesterday. A Butterfinger, sorry. And if you have no idea what the hell we just said right there. But it had like 66, I mean, it had a ton of love, man. A ton of love. But did you buy it or did you take a picture and put it back?
No, I bought it. I bought it.
You didn't eat it?
I threw it in the freezer for later.
Oh, you could eat it later. Yeah. It's a weekend coming up. Yeah.
But did you notice I actually added...
A Butterfinger.
I added the umlaut to the U.
Is that what it was? That would make it the Butterfinger, right?
I took a little blue marker and added the umlaut to the Butterfinger.
That was the best tweet I saw all day yesterday, was your Butterfinger.
Yeah.
At TNT Radio Empire.
Looks like we have an art department.
A Butterfinger.
Yeah, that wasn't Photoshop, man.
No. It was puss with a blue Sharpie.
Somebody else tweeted too that they went out and bought a Butterfinger yesterday because of a Butterfinger.
Well, I was
conversation.
I had to go to the grocery store and I was checking out and they had all the stuff right there at the checkout and I went, oh damn it, I gotta buy a Butterfinger.
It is.
Oh, you just put the umlaut on that.
For the gag.
I didn't know you could do that. You know how to do that?
I just grabbed a marker and wrote
Photoshopped it.
No.
That would make sense.
You take a blue Sharpie and put a couple of dots above the U.
And they're good dots, too. Good job, Puss.
Yeah. Thank you.
Of course, I'm kind of blurry this morning for some reason.
I didn't know you could make dots.
I have that skill.
Yeah, you do have that skill.
Incredible.
That's on my resume.
You're an artiste.
What a talent.
I can make dots on candy bar wrappers.
But they look perfectly spaced. I mean, it's a great. That's why I thought it was Photoshopped, or it says Butterfinger now on those things.
Or you searched far and wide to find an actual Butterfinger.
I think we went to a German candy store.
I ran
and
to Germany quick yesterday.
I went to a buddy of mine at a print shop and had him put a couple of umlauts over the Butterfinger.
I want to thank Jordan too. He tweeted me, "Hey Mike, turn around. You forgot your garage door," and he did this like 15 minutes ago. Actually, 30 minutes ago, right now. And I liked it, but it kind of creeped me out. Hopefully he's not sitting there watching. And
did I?
I did not turn around today, by the way. I did not turn around today because I looked at the garage door as I was backing out, watched it close, and I said, Mike, you're an idiot. You start hitting lights on the way to work because you spend time jacking around in your neighborhood. So I just left. Guy didn't know. I wonder if the guy knew that.
Did you clear your... you're still a phone guy.
What do you mean?
Your browser history.
Oh, yeah.
You look at all your porn on a phone, and
I
still don't get that. Denying yourself full screen porn.
When the phone is right by your face, it isn't like the phone is, especially sitting on your chest.
You can't hold the phone with both hands.
No, I'll show you how I do that.
I have a pretty good idea.
Yeah. I bet you do.
Make sure you put your cleanup rag in your left pocket.
I just know that. See, I kid.
Because your right hand gets messy sometimes. I've learned that. That's a little masturbation advice for you.
Just in case you're wondering.
Right.
Most of you have figured it out for yourself.
Keep your cleanup rag in, well, the opposite pocket of whatever hand you use.
Whoever handy or hand you use. You should handy use.
Speaking of that, George writes, I haven't looked at this. So you guys could do an entire Tan Line Tuesday with April's Instagram feed. That's comedian April Macy.
I will check it out.
I haven't looked at her Instagram
feed.
We're going to now. She's a cute, funny chick.
Yeah, she is,
actually. That's what we know.
And kind of crazy, too, if I remember right.
I believe Rich Voss described her as damaged.
Oh, did he?
When he was here, yeah.
Was it her or was that Lynn Coplitz? We know Lynn. We already know Lynn.
I think
Lynn.
She hangs with Lynn.
Yeah.
Oh. And Tammy.
And April's been here before. It's been a while.
That was last summer while Craig was gone.
Was it?
Yeah. I actually tried to, that was like a little carrot I dangled out. Are you ready to come back yet, Craig?
Oh.
We got a hot redhead in the studio.
That's when he's beating cancer.
In fact, I think.
Like a drum.
Rich Voss came a week afterwards. And, he knows her. So we were discussing female comedians in general. And,
we'll bring it up with her. Say, Rich Voss describes you as damaged.
Says you are
What's
damaged.
Your answer to that? All right.
Not forward. According to her Instagram feed, she's not.
Cool, I'll check it out.
Yeah, well, physically, she's not damaged.
Nope.
Mentally.
So she shows photos of herself in bikinis?
The first photo is like a mirror selfie of her in a really nice bikini.
Okay, then save that and put it on our Twitter. Because if she shares it herself on her own page, ain't like we're digging up and being creepy or anything like that. Well, it might be being creepy.
Well, it could be creepy, but
I still want to check it out.
She put it out there in the first place.
Craig Evans, PD Mack, April Macy, you and us, come on back.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.